The White House Report.
President Trump uninvited the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory after 80 had confirmed, and then the numbers dwindled to almost nothing, about 10 who said they would show up. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, was peppered about the issue.
On the president's decision to disinvite the Eagles, he's suggesting this is about the national anthem. Is the president aware that not a single player on the Eagles through the entire season knelt for the national anthem?
The president's position on not just the anthem has been clear, but let's not forget this isn't... There were 80 members of the Eagles organization that RSVP'd and committed to attend this event as recently as Friday, as well as over 1,000 fans of the Eagles organization. And the Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour. And the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that. And therefore, we changed the ceremony to be a focus on celebrating our great country.
Why is he like this is about the national anthem? And is he concerned that we heard from Steph Curry and from LeBron James the suggestion that whoever wins the NBA championship, they're unlikely to be here? Is this about something more than the national anthem? Something other than the national anthem?
Look, if this wasn't a political stunt by the Eagles franchise, then they wouldn't have planned to attend the event and then backed out at the last minute. And if it wasn't a political stunt, then they wouldn't have attempted to reschedule the visit when they knew that the president was going to be overseas. And if this wasn't a political stunt, they wouldn't have waited until Monday, well after 1,000 of their fans had traveled and taken time out of their schedules to offer only a tiny handful of representatives to attend the event.
Will the uninvited of the Philadelphia Eagles play a part in the elections process in the state of Pennsylvania?
Certainly, we would hope that all of the people of Pennsylvania would share the president's commitment to the national anthem and the pride that we have in our country, and certainly not meant to be a slight to anyone, but frankly, a reaffirmation of what a great country that we live in, and to stand for the national anthem is something the president has been very clear on.
But the underlying issue of police-involved shootings has not been tackled at the White House.
Yeah. Is the president aware that this is police-involved shootings and not about disrespecting the flag? Is the president aware
Stephen,
of that, Sarah,
if you could go
I understand you're going to Stephen, but
please
I'm asking, is the this is, there's an underlying issue, and it just keeps going about disrespect of the flag and soldiers. There are black and brown soldiers that fight in the military as well who feel that taking a knee, bringing attention to police-involved shootings is something that this White House should deal with. Is the president aware that taking the knee is about police-involved shootings?
The president has made his position crystal clear, and that it's about...
I
let you rudely interrupt me and your colleague.
I'm
going to ask that you allow me to finish... my
answer.
I would be happy to answer it if you would stop talking long enough to let me do that. The president has made his position crystal clear on this topic. He feels strongly that standing for our national anthem is something that we should do.
I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.